to be a godly father, you just put your name in there because it's keys for every one of us. All right? It's godly keys. Amen. But I'm zeroing in on the fathers now here today. And I want to thank God for them. Now, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3 and 14, you can write these scriptures down, and I encourage you to do so if you can. Ephesians 3 and 14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Here we discover, Paul here is writing here to the church at Ephesus, a church that needed God in his life, in their life too. He was a man, Paul was, that make sure you get the right perspective of life. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus. He recognized God as the Father. Let me help you to all go back to that. We need to get back to this whole understanding that he is the Father of all. Okay? Heaven and earth is named. Now, 2 Corinthians 17, verse 17 and 18, Paul continues to help us to understand his passion for understanding God as Father. And that is why we have one of the most challenging times in our society today. We do not understand God as our Father. "Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord," verse 17, "and touch not any unclean thing." Wow. I wonder what would happen if we would really take this word and admonishment, not look on any unclean thing, not any do any unclean thing. But we need to separate ourselves. We are a separated people. How many can say amen? We should be. "And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." Look at that just for a moment. Could it be that the actions we are doing, being God's children, is separating us from him? I told you my whole thing is to help you to get you think. He said, "And I will," he's talking to believers here. Paul is talking to the Corinthian church. He's not talking to sinners. He's talking to you and I. Say, amen or oh me. I'll say, oh me, for everybody here in the house. Oh me. Let's say it together. Oh me. But he goes on to say, "I will be a father unto you." Do you receive it? I will be a, really? You will, Lord? As Steve, you were saying, so amazing. I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. So can we get that settled once and for all right now? That every last one of us, God is our loving Father. I will be. And let me submit to each one of you, from this day forward, from this day forward, God is going to make himself real to you, that he is your Father. If you let him, he wants you to realize that you are. Everybody say are. Say I am his son or daughter. The Bible says. David picked up this amazing thought in Psalms 103 and 13. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Now, I don't know about you, but some of the King James words, what does pitieth mean? I mean, how does God pity me? That's a question, right? Amen. Well, the Passion puts it this way, the Passion Bible says, the same way a loving father feels towards his children, that's but a sample of your tender feelings towards us, your beloved children. You live, who live in all of you. You know, there's nothing more beautiful than to see a young child loving dad, wanting to see dad when he comes home and see him. I want you to know, as a pastor, I have opportunity to see families that are so dysfunctional. I had the opportunity to sit for 4 hours in domestic violence court down here in Lancaster County. My heart is bleeding. As I saw children afraid of their dad. This is the setting I want you to know. And some of these are imprisoned and they're trying to negotiate to get out of prison, you know. So they're in locked up in a room in the courthouse, and then the families are locked up in another room with the children. Get this, come on. You don't understand the world around about us, folks. But as I was sitting for 4 hours and just observing what was going on, and I said, God, with your help, I'm going to change this world with the true love of the Father God. As your pastor, that is my challenge. I said, God, with your help, your help, I'm going to demonstrate to everybody I meet what the Father's love is all about. Let me tell you something if you don't realize. Every person you meet is longing for the Father's love. Okay? So let's see what it should look like. Ephesians 1, 3 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us.
Are you blessed?
Blessed us. The Father of the Lord, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. having predestinated us unto the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ himself, according to his good pleasure and his will. That's my daddy. That's my Father God. Amen. That's where I'm at. And we can only be a true father or anyone in the community where Jesus' life is springing forth from each one of us, our innermost being, daily, moment by moment. What I've discovered in my few years of being here on planet Earth, my dear brother, is every day I have opportunity to let Jesus be seen or Mel Weaver be seen. I'm at the place at 71 years old, I'm through with letting Mel Weaver be seen because he messes up everything. Self messes up everything. It does. It messes up everything. So I'm learning that except the Lord can work through me, there's nothing will happen. So the kingdom of God is to be manifested in everything we do. Jesus' life. But we realize that many today that we meet are very difficult of understanding Father's love because they haven't seen it. True Father's love. You see that every day. So we need to understand Father God's love for you. Keys. Here's keys. Understand first Father's love for you. Now, Isaiah 64 and 8 puts it like this. Very interesting. Isaiah 64 and 8. Let's see if we can go there just for a moment. It's very, very important. Let's read it. But now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art the potter, and we are the work of thy hands.
Hallelujah!
He's the potter. He's our Father. We're the clay. Realize that. We all need help. We're all broken pots that need to be put back on the potter's wheel. Hallelujah. To get all the impurities out of. Get that pitcher. I love that. Lord, put me back on your wheel. Break me and mold me and make me according to your will. Psalms 91 and 4. Look at this here. I love this. Understanding Father's love. Let's get back to that. Here's our keys, you know. Understanding Father's love. Psalms 91 and 4 goes like this. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. How many can say amen to that? That is our Father. I don't have to fear whatever situation. Like once, this really happened one time. This lady, she was overcome by someone that was trying to rob her, and she just hollered, "Feathers, feathers." She didn't know what else to say. And that man ran away. Feathers, feathers. Love it. Start shouting feathers when you have fear. He will cover you. That's what he says here. You know, he will cover you with his feathers. Come on. Amen. Oh, there's so many along this line here. Exercise thyself unto godliness. As 2 First Timothy, we're talking about keys to be a successful father. Key or person here. First Timothy 4:7. It's very interesting. Paul says, but refuse profane and old wise fables and exercise thyself whether unto godliness. Now, amazing. He goes to the next verse here, verse 8. For bodily exercise profiteth little. He doesn't say it doesn't profit. It profiteth. Okay, look at this here. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that is now is, or that which is to come. Godliness is profitable unto all. Exercise. How many know exercise yourself unto godliness? Now, let's get a better picture of what Paul is talking about here. The Lord said you need to start using pictures like my dad did and does. Here I have a picture. Look at this. Now, I want two men to come up here first. And I want to show you something. How is there another guy that wants to, or is there a third one that likes to? I want to see what you can do, and what this is all about. Okay, now this is good. It's good because I use it every day. Now that I use it every day, and so it's okay. The things are all in there. Okay, it's okay. No, it's okay. One more man. I need a young man here, or a man, anybody. Hey, this is practical. This is exercising under godliness. Okay, here comes a young man. You're not supposed to be calling me today, and you're supposed to have these things turned off. Rosemary, thank you for letting me know. come on. Here. Now, to exercise, let's just bring this out just a hair. Just bring the whole thing out. It's okay. Just pull the whole thing out a little bit. Okay, pull it on out just a little bit more so we get to, okay, right there. Now, it's going to work. Okay, now, let's start from, let's go man, boy. Let's do that here this morning. Now, to exercise, you have to put effort. All right, you have to do effort. What is involved, and I think, brother, you do, look at that. How come you keep your body in shape?
So I can keep up with the kids.
Ah, that's a good reason. No, what is involved in keeping your body in shape?
Discipline.
So why are you lifting weights?
So I can be strong and keep my body in great shape.
Not only just for yourself.
No, and
this is the temple of God.
It's the temple of the Lord, and to be a blessing to my wife as well.
Okay. Now, let's check out 20 times. Okay, we're going to see here. We're going to show here, and we're going to start. I think how much is on here? Let's see. 30 plus a bar, so there's probably close to 40 pounds there. 40 pounds there. Okay. So, Steve, I want to start with you and lay down here. Now, I just want you to sit here, and I want you to put your feet up here and then push this up, you know. Okay, see, push it. Put your feet up there. Lift your feet up. No. No. Underneath. Sit up closer. Now, like this. Now, you put your feet up. Lift your feet up. That's pretty hard. Okay, that builds up you. Okay, that's fine. Now, lay back down. And just be careful. Just one moment. Now, reach out to these. Okay. Now, there's some too, and try to lift that up. Okay. See, that builds your muscles there. Okay. Now, let me see if you can go 20 times here, pushing that straight up. We're here to protect you. One. Yeah. Two.
Make sure he puts three. His feet down. He needs. Yeah.
What?
His feet are still cropped up. You need to put his feet down.
Yeah.
We don't want to.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
How many times
have
you done it? 10. Okay. Oh, he's doing pretty good. Yeah, he's doing, man. Give him a hand. He's doing good. Okay, that's fine. He's going more. He's going more. 20. There he did 20. Okay. Now I want to. Sprites. Okay, I want to see you do it. Just lay back and see if you can 20 times. Now, this is, youngin', and that's, see what he can do. Okay, try it. Yeah, whoa, look at that. He's going. Uh-huh. He's, how many times is that? 1, 2, 3, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, give a hand. Okay, now, Bryce, have you been lifting? Hey, just stand up here. Have you been doing any lifting at all? Some you do. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, you've done great. Now, pastor's going to try it here.
All right.
So there you hold. Okay. A man of strength in the Lord, and also to do what I do on a daily basis. I believe I have to keep my body in shape. I have to work at it. This old 71-year-old body says, no. But I say, yes, you're going to do it. Okay. All right.
Good job.
All right. 5, 6, 5, 20. I can go on and on. Why? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man, for helping us. Now, that is work. Not only do I want to keep my spiritual body in line, I keep my natural body in line. I just want to help you today that these things just don't happen. I'm thinking our president, who's my age, how does he keep mentally and spiritually fit? He has to exercise too. He has a big plan, and I want us to realize that. But most of all, we need to learn to exercise ourselves unto godliness. That is the number one thing. And let me suggest to you the reason the world is in the state it's in. Because fathers have been letting up on exercising themselves unto godliness. A few more. There's so many along these lines. The fear and the reverence of God. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Fear, reverence, respect. Making sure that every day you get up with the awe of God. I want to please you. Always seek God's direction. Matthew 6:33 says, but seek first. Everybody say first. The kingdom of God and what? His righteousness. And everything will be added. Let's do that this week. Live a life of excellence. Philippians 1, 9 and 10. In this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in the knowledge and in all judgment. Wow. I wonder if we would pray that over one another every day. Abound. That you may approve things that are excellent, the best, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Let me submit to you that the problem is because we do not pursue that is excellent, we're going to have problems in life. Big problems in life. Now, the deacons are doing a tremendous job here to make sure they bring these facilities up to standard where it needs to be. And so we've been having leaks. Right here, we're fixing a leak. It's very interesting. It came down, and we went up there, and there's a leak in the roof. And that leak dropped down on a cross piece. That leak, it dropped down about right here where this is. And the water ran down this here cross piece to over here where the, and this is how it went. And then it ran down, and here about a month ago, it was dripping down through here, you know. And so it's amazing where water goes. And so the deacons are getting this place fixed up good because of its length. But here, this is just paramount. We've been having a leak by the men's bathrooms. It's on top of the prophet's chamber there. And so this pipe was coming up through the roof, and we patched it. We went up there and patched it. We thought that corrected it here about last year. But what we discovered with all this rain that's been happening, it's still leaking. Well, what we discovered, now get this. We were having smells in the back prophet's chamber. Where is this coming from, Lord Almighty? And lo and behold, what we discovered, because a branch came through the and hit this thing and knocked this thing out, and the vent pipe was over here, and this thing was just coming down. Rain would just be raining in. And the vent pipe from the basement to get all the smell out was just going up into the prophet's chamber, up above there. Now this has been here. And let me share you something. This is inferior pipe. They used the wrong pipe when they put it in back in 85. Get this. And so... it wasn't stuck in right. It wasn't glued right. And when the winds came, it just blew it away. And now, thank God, my son Marcus, he went up there, and now it's fixed. Give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. Problem. Inferior. Not doing the best. This I'm going to hang around for a long time. Excellence. It works. It pays in the long run. Oh, God, help us live a life of excellence in all you do. I'm just going to give you these scriptures here. Walk in the ways of the Lord, Hosea 4:9. You can write these scriptures down. Servant leadership, 1 Peter 4:10. Be a master server in the good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Sow right seeds. Oh, be not deceived. Whatever a man soweth, he shall reap. Except for the grace of God. How many can say amen? How do you overcome the bad seeds you've sown in the past? Just start sowing good seeds. That's all. Just start doing good. Jesus went about doing good to counteract all the evil that was going on. Someone asked me this morning in our class, and let me tell you, I'm just overwhelmed. We had a businessman in our new believers class this morning. And he wants to connect to God. He's trying to find if there's a church around that he can connect to Jesus. Could we be the church? Why don't we show him Jesus? Huh? Why don't we? We want to build the church? Key to is show everybody Jesus. Fruits of the Spirit. Wow. Confess the right things. Whatsoever things are good. Whatsoever things are lovely. Whatsoever good report. Thank want to show you. You ready for that video? Here, I want to lead up. This video is going throughout the world now. And here is a little picture, and I'm sorry we don't have maybe the whole thing, but just a little, just one moment here. It was over in France. They were doing tennis match for the final, who's the greatest tennis player. And here, I want you to see what a little boy did. Ran across the field, and that became the best picture of a true winner, though he lost. Just go ahead with it, whatever you have there.
This is the whole thing. And that gentleman there was the other player that he lost to.
He's the winner right there. Even the winner's crying. Just look at that. He was the loser, but the whole world knows he's a winner. He had to have a relationship with his son. He developed something unusual for that little boy to run all across the field and hug his dad. And comfort his dad. Jesus. Lord, will you do it? You can only do it. Thank you, Lord. Amen.